So welcome back to our next session. In the next session, we will show you a bunch of short talks called lightning talks, where people will have the chance for 10 minutes each to show their new and upcoming projects. The first one will be done by Aaron Glenn and Maximilian Wilhelm, and they will tell us about If Up Down NG. The stage is yours.
Thank you very much. So we'll be talking about If Up Down NG and why we're doing it. Skip a couple of slides here. So If Up Down NG is not a vanity project, and it is not born out of not invented here type things. It comes from field experience. So we were given an interesting opportunity where a network service provider had a big opportunity, but had some odd constraints, an uncommon in ISA, MIP64, and equipment with some very old Linux kernels. And inside this network environment, it was very difficult, very complicated network interface configurations. So from this field experience, we generated quite a bit of strong opinions and decided it was time for a next generation If Up Down. From that, next slide, please. From that, we have generated new code. We've called it If Up Down Next Generation. It comes from the Alpine Linux project, but it is quickly becoming more generalized. We hope to have Debian support and even BSD support come soon. These complex configurations ended up being quite common. We've seen quite a few people interested in what we're doing, and we're hoping to move this from beyond just host-based networking into more of the disaggregated networking situation. And Maximilian, who's written quite a bit of the code, will go into the technical details. Max?
Okay. What you skipped was that we built tried to build an own distribution for Network Services Linux, which is based on Alpine. And that's why we came into the sphere of configuring network interfaces on a Linux distro. Alpine Linux has something that's not quite common. It has no standard glibc. It has musl. And before version 3.13, it came with classical If Up Down 1, some people may know from Debian, which is not state of the art today. So when we were unhappy, we had a look what is out there. You have the option to use IP route manually. You have two options to use If Up Down 1 or 2, NetLAN, Network Manager, etc. So there is a large universe out there for network configuration, but we tried to focus on the If Up Down universe part, and there are mainly two compatible suits, which is the classical If Up Down 1 from Debian plus derivatives. And then there is the version from Alpine, which is nearly the same as part of BusyBox. It's written in C, it's monolithic. It can be extended through some scripts by the etc network if pre-up, post-up, whatever directory mechanism, but it's hard to extend in a nice way. Then there is If Up Down 2 from the Cumulus folks, which is available for Debian and derivatives too. It is written in Python and it's easy to extend. So what do we want it? We want something to be compatible with If Up Down 1 and 2, like a drop-in-ish replacement. It should have support for contemporary features. It should be easy to extend and it should have a small footprint. So what did we build? Today we have something where Alpine and Debian is the primary supported environment because, well, Alpine because of the Network Services Linux, Debian because I'm involved and want to use it in Freifunk. It should have feature parity with If Up Down 1, or it today has. We have dependency resolution, so we know that we have to configure a physical interface, then maybe a VLAN, then maybe a bridge, and then maybe some VXLAN stuff. It is easily extensible through executors, which currently are shell scripts. It has meaningful documentation. That's the point we really stress. And it is included or will be included in Alpine 3.13 and in Network Services Linux version 1. As Aaron said, we plan to add support for BSDs in the probably longer future, and we'll also add checking and reloading network configuration you might know from If Up Down 2, which comes in quite handy. And we plan also to move from shell scripts to using Netlink directly. So what's the architecture? we chose to write the core in C. This contains the lightweight config parser, which basically converts the etc network interfaces files to three tuples. It has a compatibility layer to ifopdown 1 and 2 to map some names to more convenient ones, but you can use the old names like for tunnels, the endpoint and local attributes, etc. It has the dependency resolution, and then the executors are required to do whatever is needed. Currently written in shell, but could be written in Lua, Perl, Python, whatever you like, because they are just executed. Those create, setup, teardown, links, tunnels, etc., configure IPs. As of today, we can configure static addresses, Batman, bonds, lags, VLAN, web bridges, DHCP, etc., etc. As you see, the list is quite long. And I think we're one of the, we are the only ifopdown-ish implementation which can configure WireGuard tunnels easily. So what is the outlook? In the near future, we want to add check for configuration against the, check for the running state against the configuration, like if query dash dash check from ifopdown2. We want to add something like if reload, so reload the configuration and make the reality fit the new configuration without with minimum impact as far as possible. We're thinking about going to phase-wise execution or interleaved execution, because sometimes you have interdependent things like configuring a bridge, adding an interface, and then go back to the interface and set VLANs on that interface. We want to go to native executors, which will be written in C and directly use Netlink, which will do the checking and reloading easier. And we want to support static routes on interfaces and policy-based route rules. And of course, we want to have automated integration tests. So if I write some stupid code, the integration test will fail and we know that we should not ship this. And the plan is to become a native Debian package. So this will be available in Debian and maybe derivatives. Let's see how that goes. The future visions, we want to manage Wi-Fi interfaces as well. This might come in handy for CPE devices or Raspberry Pis for network testing, etc. This is something which will come rather early, I think. And the long-term goal is to add an ifmond, like if monitoring daemon, which will listen for Netlink events, so we know what happened. If you manually added a USB, if you manually configured IP addresses, if you plugged in a USB network card or removed one, and maybe we can then react on those events, configure stuff, deconfigure stuff, like UDEF, but for networking. The code is on GitHub. We happily accept pull requests or issues, and the discussion will take place usually in our own IRC channel. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot now.
Thank you. Okay, actually we have 2 minutes, so if anyone has a question, be very precise, then you can have a shot now. Okay, I'm not sure if that is a question because it's not prefixed, but Jan is asking, can we have this as systemd networkd plugin?
No.
Precise question, precise answer. And with that, we give over to the next session. Thank you.
Thank you.